Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's up? What it do? How is everybody doing tonight? Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio. It's the Super Fluffy for Miss La Crush Hearts. And I know y'all miss me. Anywho, we are back on the scene. Brand new month, same old year. We're about to get it in like we always do. We're going to go ham, turkey. We're going to go the whole deli. So, on that note, I just wanted to let y'all know that phonefantasyradio.com is the site to be. phonefantasyradio.ning.com is the location you want to be at. That's phonefantasyradio.ning.com. Sign up, become a member, all that good stuff. Hey, y'all, did y'all forget? Today is the beginning of Black History Month. Right. Right, today is a history month. You know, next month is Women's Month, so I'm definitely putting something together for that. Tonight we are talking about growth, your personal growth. You as a person, you know, sometimes you have a what we call an epiphany, something that, you know, has been something that you learned within the last, say, 1 to 5 years, something that you learned and that basically changed your life. You was thinking one way, and then something snapped in your head, and you started thinking a whole nother direction. So tonight we're talking about life lessons. So what has your growth brought you? That's what I'm asking tonight's question. You know, we all grow. We all have experiences that teach us something, and that's all about, you know, part of living. So on that note, I'm going to give you out a number, 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. What else we got going on today? We got a couple of birthdays. If you care, excuse me, I would tell you anyway, just in case you do care, Sherman Hemsley George Jefferson is 73 today. Wow. We have Lisa Marie Presley. She's 43. Y'all know Michael Jackson's ex-wife, right? Michael C. Hall, that little crazy man that played Dexter on Showtime, he turned 40. And if y'all watch Glee like I do, then you know the little cheerleader, Brittany Pierce, who also did the show with Britney Spears. She turned 24 today. So, also, side note, February is like my most favorite month, and it's not because it's Black History Month, but February is I don't want my tongue to get big when we start the show. February is also National Snack Food Month. So, and today's an awesome day. Just a sidebar, today is National Dark Chocolate Day. Y'all, get y'all minds out the gutter. Brings mine with y'all. My mind is in the gutter. Okay. I'm not going to do it no more. What's going on this weekend? This weekend we have the Super Bowl. Oh, my goodness. Ladies, get ready to be ignored. Men, break out the ATM cards. Super Bowl Sunday. Who's playing against whom? I don't know, but y'all need to call up and let me know. 347-989-0767. Call in and fill me in. All right, so this month, February is going to be semi-awesome. I'm preparing February for March. Right. this month I'm going to be preparing for March. March, we're going to bring in everything. March, we're going to have the new segment. We're going to have some guests in the building. March, we're going to go ham, turkey, and we're going to go to whole deli. So don't worry, folks. Don't worry. I'm still going to bring y'all an awesome show that I always bring y'all for the month of February. But I think March is going to be the kickoff of everything for the simple fact that March is brings a brand new season. Yes. Whew. Only a month and a half to go, and the snow should be out of here because March is springtime. Yay! I don't know about y'all, but I love me some spring. Spring is the best time. Oh, my goodness. Spring brings rain. Rain brings horniness. Hell, no. Spring bring out open-toe shoes. Shout out to everybody that got their feet did, like me. What else? Yeah, spring is going to be awesome because, you know, April showers bring May flowers. Anyway, much love to everybody that been showing support, hitting me up, and giving a damn about what's going on with Phone Fantasy Radio. Remember, y'all can hit me up on Facebook.com/LaHearts. That's LaHearts. Or just look up LaCrush Hearts. Also, we have our own little page on there, Facebook.com/ Hearts Radio. Yeah, I almost forgot for a moment. What else we got going on? You know what? We got some fly music going on now. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead, get into this music. We got some Lyrical Toy. We're going to start off the evening with some Shannon Marie. Take notice to this, people. Take notice to these names because these names will be coming up very soon right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. So Shannon Marie, jot that down. Let that store in your memory. We're gonna do it up. So, you know, take notice to that. What else we got going on? We got our favorite, Miss PG. Al. Who else we got going on? We got Sincere S. So we're going to be doing up a little shim. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, get into this fly music, and we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more about, you know, whatever.
damn, he's strolling me in. I'm thinking where the fuck he went. Fuck you, bunny. This dude right here is really slipping. Cause he don't realize he don't be fretting all his business. And usually I'm fucking tripping. But tonight I'm just laying here wetting wishing that he would up and leave again so I can make that phone call and call up my special friend. Yeah. Goddamn, he know his dick is dope. He got that Mike Phelps Olympic stroke bang. Yeah. Be swimming in my water. Call me Coach Carter. I make him go harder. Yeah. That's why I ain't tripping. I'm trying to tell me what the fuck you tripping about. Baby, get your game on. I'ma let you play. Cause he handle his and make me better anyway. Yeah. And karma's a bitch. See my side piece. He ain't with that drama. That's why when we kick it hard, we don't discuss our problems. He's a problem solver. All this equation. He know how to read me, know how to treat a lady. That's why I ain't tripping out. So tell me what the fuck you tripping for. Baby, get your game on. I'ma let you play. Cause you handle his and sex me better anyway.
It's a DJ double play.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your nigga Stevie Boy. Checking out my girl, Shannon Marie's new single, Bad Bitch Status. Love her. She number one. I play that track.
Okay.
And things of that nature. And, you know, I went on my little rant, you know, sorry for that. But I did go on my little rant, and I've been really just trying to stress to gentlemen, to men out there, that, you know, there's a better way of doing things. You know, just have some finesse when you're approaching a lady, regardless of your experiences with them, or, you know, what you may have heard or what you may have gone through or whatever. You know, each woman is different, right? You know, y'all don't like to be categorized, but y'all do the same thing. So, you know, you just be aware of yourself or whatever. So that's what I was basically hitting on in the beginning of the year, and I still stress those things. But I got to thinking, if I was being a little hypocritical, because I'm saying be honest, be real, you know, that's the key, that's the number one key, you know, that's the key rule to everything. Be honest, be real, be you, be 100%. And maybe you just don't have finesse, but that's not true. Everybody got finesse, you know, and you know, in some ways people call out their game. You know, everybody got charm. Like I said, I don't believe, I still stand by this, I do not believe that men walk up to a woman and say, your titties are big, can I suck on them? And then she just whip out a titty. I don't think that happens, you get what I'm saying? So why should that change because your environment changed? You know what I mean? Like, why should that change because, okay, I'm not face-to-face with you, but I'm online. I mean, what makes you think that's going to work? Anyway, I don't know. And then that's what, you know, my lesson I'm trying to learn right now is that being hypocritical, because I'm asking of something, or I'm taking of something, something as like an online interaction a little too serious. I don't know. Somebody brought it up to me. So that's what I'm working on right now mentally. I don't know. Anyway, let me know, 347-989-0767 is the number to call in. That's 347-989-0767. Just dial up, press the number one, let me know what's your thoughts on the whole new lessons. You know, have you learned any new lessons? And like I said, tonight we're going in with the ladies. We're going to be playing some R&B, some hip-hop, just ladies' night tonight on Phone Fantasy Radio. What else? That's it. So I'm just going to shut up, and I'm going to get into music set, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up some more.
Haters, step aside.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
His body looks like an athlete, from his intertwined locks all the way to his feet. His boyish grin makes me warm inside. I knew right away this would be a hell of a ride. I smiled, and he smiled, making it all worthwhile. His slightest touch makes me yearn, having me wondering when it's my turn. Two warm bodies just laying calmly. A small embrace seems to last for eternity. We looked at each other without saying a word. But soon enough, all questions were answered. The softness in his kiss had my body flustered. He already knew what I had preferred. He slowly went down and gave me what I ordered. You would have thought he's in the room with a songbird. After a while of my taste that he had savored, our actions from then on were really uncensored. He positioned me well before he entered, a sizable piece that I already pictured. He worked me so hard, I thought I was hammered. He pulled my hair as he was going inward, told me to change position so we could do it backwards. I came so much, it looked like custard. Ouch. I stumbled off the bed like a big old drunkard. I couldn't even talk because my words were stammered, but I sure did tell him that he was hired. Thank you.
Not over until want. And I get what I want. So we get what we want. Not over until you get what you want. And I get what I want. So we get what we want. Not over.
Hearts. It seemed to be a slow night tonight, but don't tell nobody that. We are playing some awesome independent artist music. Right there was Shantia Toussaint with I Am Love, before her, El Renee, It's Not Over. And before that, we have somebody who already came to the show once before and will be back again, Miss Angeline with You Ain't Nothing But a Lie. And before that, we had Joanne Stevens, spoken word artist with Ecstasy. I still got some more sexy women, independent, doing their thing, holding down the fort, just really giving dudes a run for their money. So that's what tonight is all about, is independent women, you know, stand up, show your talent, show them what you're working with, right? Don't worry about what nobody else say, because you're doing the damn thing. That's it. We're going ham, deli, and everything else in between. What else? Shout out to Blizzum, shout out to Nooney Jr., all the usual suspects, Hood Fellas, V-Max, Miss PG, that whole squad, Bruce Sky Entertainment, PD, J-Will, Nouveau Star, all of the above. And I got some Nouveau, and I got some Miss PG coming up in the next segment. What else we got going on? Oh, I want to remind everybody that I apologize for this. I don't know why I can't talk right now. I guess my tongue is swollen or something. I don't know. But I wanted to invite everyone to tune in on Thursday night as well. Thursday night is February 3rd, 9 p.m. We'll be sitting here. We'll be right here. How will you deal with bugaboos in the new year? That's the question. We all had a bugaboo. Is a pretty word for a stalker. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a male or female. Everyone has a bugaboo. Somebody that calls all the time. Somebody that talks all the time. And you don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean? He bugs you. He blows up your cell phone. He blows up your house phone. He blows up your email, your Facebook, your Twitter. This man is everywhere you are for no reason at all. So how do you deal with that? What are some solutions? And, you know, tell us your best bugaboo story. And, you know, that's how it's going down on Thursday the 3rd. All right, folks, no more chit-chatting. We're about to go ahead and get right back into the music. And you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you
feel I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me.
To the sway of her thighs divine,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dream. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love,
make love
while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
She,
the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she's four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. and hope floats off our touch, a true soldier to love, and our life's long bond.
My bacon.
And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
Track slammers.
Oh my Grand Grand Chronicles.
Hey, don't get it fucked up, nigga, I'm good in the streets. Yeah. Your favorite hustler probably learned how to hustle from me. Only fucking with the vato, they get it for cheap. I kill the streets, I kill a beat, they cut and go get me a reef. Now it's time to make a blind motherfucker see. When I touch down, I'm good in every hood in DMV. What competition, niggas not seeing me. Niggas got a better chance of studying and being me. For every dollar they making is like three for me. Ran into the sun of why they with they son playing weak. Who is he? Bitch, I'm me. Getting money like I'm in the industry, but I'm in the street going hard. I let them create the stars. 210, we the version of Bonnie and Clyde. If they told you we ain't killing shit, then somebody to lie. Sister, you be my lady love. Making hustling babies on the money that we hustled up.
I'm not your average, I'm a female savage kid. Always caught the football league, and if you're passing it, if it's a fight, I got the fastest fist. Ain't no nigga fucking with me, go ask a bitch. I didn't care much for that love, yeah. Now I'm cold-hearted on that thug shit. Me and Kane, the unstoppable force. Take your beef and have our own name, bring it forth. Not giving a fuck, no room to leave remorse. I sleep after my body's a dead horse.
Fantasy Radio, and Ma is nasty. She talking about a beef patty with mozzarella cheese and cocoa bread, but without the meat. What kind of bullshit?
I ate like that last night.
That's nasty. That's patty, Ma. That's not a beef patty. That's patty.
Well, whatever.
That's that's patty shell. That's dough. That's a cheese patty.
Right, it was good.
Nasty. My nasty. Anyway, welcome back, y'all, to Full Fantasy Radio with your girl, Miss La Crush Heart. Damn, I forgot my name for a moment. excuse me. Like I said, we're going to end with the ladies tonight. We started off the segment with some Betsy Hughes, but I love her. I love me. I love her. Oh. Anyway, we have some Miss PG featuring B.I.'s with Vodka Nights, and we also have some Sincere S, another name to hold down in your head, On My Grind, grind featuring Kane. All right, I see we got some hands up on the chit design. So without further ado, I'm going to go into that 225 Baton Rouge. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on? We're doing good. What's going on, Miss Baton Rouge?
Oh, we got a cold streak coming down. Got cold down here tonight.
Oh, We got it over here, too. This is one time I can say we on the same page. We got it over here, too. It started Monday in the morning or Tuesday early morning, and it's been going on ever since, from snow to freezing rain, back to ice, back to snow again. And it's supposed to be going on all the way to Thursday morning. So we are definitely feeling it just as much as y'all feeling. Actually, this storm is covering at least a third of the U.S. of A. Shit. You know we're safe. You know we're safe unless you're going over to Spain somewhere, but you know we're safe. Not in the U.S. of A. Not this time. Anyway, all right, so Ms. Baton Rouge, we have a question for tonight. Like we always do. Tonight we're asking about what has your growth brought you? We're asking about, you know, share some life lessons that you have come across. You know, anything that you've learned, I guess, in the last 3 years for you?
Oh, okay.
yeah, I had to narrow it down, right? I know. It's like 1 or 3 years. I was going to say the last year, but, you know, some people are late learners.
I learned one thing for sure is if you have to love you and not worry where everybody else loves you. Learn to love you best. And you can make it through the rest if you love you, no matter what's said to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we all must learn to love ourselves.
And preach. Preach.
That helps you get through the people who say, I don't like. Okay, well, move on. And then if someone doesn't love you, I mean, when you put your heart into a relationship and they decide, oh, well, you're not my cup of tea, learn to say, well, okay, I'll find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever give up. You know, you
got
to give up. Don't let, because somebody's not in love with you, make you so you stop loving you. Because
right.
You're good. There's somebody going to love you. No matter what your shape, size, height, weight. There's somebody that's going to love you the way you are,
mm-hmm.
You know, and we can't let the lack of love, because see, Valentine's Day coming up, and a lot of people, the lack of love, they get so depressed. I don't have anybody to go out with. Take yourself out. Buy yourself something nice.
Right.
And just be happy, because it's the day of love, and it starts off first with loving you.
Right, or just go with your best friend.
Yeah,
that is another option. It don't have to be a dude
I took my best friend out. They had a big couples thing, and everybody said, well, who are you bringing? I'm bringing somebody. And I brought my best friend because we were both single.
Right.
And we went up in there. We had a good time, and, you know, so it wasn't being, you know, oh, I'm by myself. I'm a third wheel, a fourth wheel, fifth wheel.
No. God loves me. That was definitely a good lesson. And unfortunately, some people, it take longer for them to learn these lessons. And we can go on and on a while, but as long as they get the point or get the picture at least, you know, got to keep an open mind about situations, especially your own life and about, you know, the choices that you make. And you know, that's what we're all about here is just keep an open mind. We're not going to judge you. You know, you want to share with us, you can share with us. We like your cousins. We just going to listen. That's it. I ain't your cousin, nigga. Anyway, oh, man, Miss Trife, we got some other people on here, too. We got, 615 with their hand up. Let's click on 615 and see how they doing. Hi, 615.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm fine tonight, and how are y'all?
We're doing good. I know that voice. Don't tell me. I know that voice, though. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I know your voice because I see your picture. You got a red beard. Don't tell me your voice. It's not John. It's Chris?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I knew it. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, man, Chris. Tell everybody where you're from, Chris.
Old Hickory, Tennessee, Nashville area, Metro Davidson County.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. So what's going on over there? Snow, rain, sleet, what you got going on over there?
Nothing much, but it's been crappy weather as usual.
Right. Sheesh. Everybody got the crappy weather. I don't care where you at, you got it. Even the South got it. You know, the South always be nice and cool. We ain't got that. I bet you y'all got your coats out now.
I just want this winter weather to end. I don't like freezing.
Right. No, I don't like freezing either. I do like the cold, but I don't like freezing. I like rain. So that's my thing. I like rain. I like when it's nice and cool out. I like breezy weather, but I don't like freezing weather. So, yeah, I understand that. I understand that. So, Chris, tonight's question is, what have you learned, what life lessons have you learned within the last 3 years that you'd like to share with us?
Basically, I can't, you know, recall anything from the last 3 years, but the important thing I've learned from about the last year or so is that if people try to get you to act a certain way, they're not really your friends.
Right. Give us an example.
And I have an example. This one goes back to August 4th of 2009.
Okay.
I had an online friend on Yahoo Messenger, and I remember on that day that I spoke to this friend. I spoke to her, and I said things out of anger that I did not mean. And she, in turn, called me a racist and proceeded to block me.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who knows me knows that I'm not racist. I just said things out of anger on that day that I probably shouldn't have said.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been regretting it for the last year and a half.
Oh, well, you know.
Because now she won't speak to me anymore.
Right. Hmm. Well, you know, that's another lesson to self. You know, one got to learn how to control one's anger. You know, like I said, I did say this earlier. It may sound cliche. You may have heard it before, but when there's an action, there's always a reaction. So when you perform your actions, you got to take in consideration what's the reaction going to be.
Also known as real life does not come with an undo button.
Exactly. Or redo button. Sheesh, I wish it did. At least we had a rewind button.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's another topic, though. We're going to ask y'all, what point of your life would you like to rewind to and do over? I've been having nightmares about high school. Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, but if you could turn back time, then it wouldn't be too much fun. Then you'd be rewinding everything.
Right, over and over till you get it right, right? I know.
Yeah. And then if you rewind time too much, God's not going to like that.
Well, can I be reborn with the knowledge that I know now? That's my other option. That's my other option. Okay, fine. I can't rewind, but can I at least be reborn with the knowledge that I know now? But that would be fucked up if you come back as a tree, right?
I can't when you come back as a bird or a dog.
You be so tight.
I'm a real bitch.
You be so tight with that. Be like that.
As a dog, you're a real bitch. Okay. Yeah.
Come back as an ostrich.
Oh.
You be so mad. First of all, niggas ain't fucking with you because you're a big-ass bird. And on top of that, every time something run past you, you're going to stick your head in the ground. Oh, boy.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't that just be messed up to have all this knowledge and you a damn bird?
I was ready to come back. Wait a minute. This is not a human body.
This is right.
Where's my
right. That is crazy. Just like that would be like the pit.
Yeah.
Come back as a bear.
Or somebody jump on you and help you. Wait a minute. I still don't have no control.
Come back as a lion or something, an alligator. Just like what? Floating around, just mad at the world. Better not step in here. Better not step in here. I'm bite you if you step in here. Better not step in here. Y'all
so
crazy.
Come back smaller. You come back as a mouse. It's still, and they're trying to kill me. I'm little.
Wow. Okay, folks. Y'all are wilding out. We still got some people on the live line with their hand up. Let's see. We got 614 area code. We know who that is. Hey, 614, how you doing?
A little better than I have been.
Aww.
A little better. I'm in the process of relocating.
Oh, where
are we going? Brings up a good point. When people think that their friends are their friends, be very, very careful. Your friends
yes.
might turn out to be your damn enemies. I know that from my first-hand experience.
Right.
As the so-called person that's my friend, they give me a 60-day notice. This is a so-called friend of mine, claiming he's a preacher, which he ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of that, I got a call from my ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
I will call you back.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's talking to us. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Okay. Hey.
No, she hung up. No,
oh,
this
okay.
so-called friend of mine went and told the manager that I beat him up. So they give no, really, it's not bad because they give me a 60-day period to move. I already got me a place, and I'm in the process of just finding a moving truck. But, you know, some people, you do need to know who your friends are because your friends can really be, you know, like when my father was growing up, a handshake was a good deal. But nowadays, a handshake, you got to look for the left hand. You might have a damn knife sticking in your back.
Well, John, tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
I'm from Columbus, but don't get me confused. I'm originally from Detroit. Even though I'm in Ohio, I still like being considered from Detroit.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I like them ladies' voices, too. That'll help me sleep better tonight, too.
I'm from Detroit originally, so.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So,
I ain't going to let it bother me, though.
You're still in a relationship with the girlfriend, right?
No, I guess she thought I was talking to somebody else, so she hung up on me. But I do have to call her back, and I will get back to the show. I want to wish everybody a cool night. And, you know, I'll make it. I don't let shit bother me.
All right. Well,
all right.
Well,
love you, ladies,
we'll
and you have
there.
A cool night, man.
You too, bye-bye. John. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Aw. Wow. Okay. Chris hung up. All right. So I came across this, and I thought I'd just go ahead and ask these questions. Are you a jump off? Questions to consider. 1. Do he have a wedding ring on? 2. Do you know his full name? 3. Have you ever been to his house? 4. Do you go on dates or just chill at your place? And 5. Has he introduced you to his friends? 6. Do you meet at motels only? Uh-oh. 7. Is he only available during certain nights of the week? 8. Does he answer when you call, or do you have to call, leave a message, and then he'll call back? What was it? 10. Does he call you only for sex, or does he occasionally call for a decent conversation? 11. Does he know your full name or anything else relevant to your life? Does he ask? And 12. Have you ever seen him with another woman? Interesting, right? Does that convict you a jump off? I mean, you come over or you call him up or he calls you up and all y'all do is lay down with each other. I mean, you not a girlfriend, like.
Wow, what is the title of that? Jump off?
Jump off. Are you a jump off?
Oh, that's what I was. Oh, no, I
you know what? You know what? Meet any new characters offline lately?
Who have I? I met one that told me that he wanted to take his throat.
We met in October, but guess what? He told Sunday he met someone 3 weeks ago and they're going to move in together.
Wow. That's not funny, but that's funny. Wait.
He told me I'm just getting out of
in October, he said, just getting out of relationship. What?
I'm going to say, no. Okay, mm-hmm. I understand that. We talk, we visit, we go out. But then, you know, he's a truck driver, so okay. But then he tells me Sunday, oh, yeah, by the way, I want you to know I met someone. Oh, I said, oh, okay, so you gave my stuff away, clowning. He says, no, well, we're moving in together and we're going to be engaged. Excuse you? 3 weeks ago, oh, she still stepped up to the plate. I said, oh, but you told me take it slow. Oh, I didn't know you meant you wanted somebody to come and take control.
Wow, ladies, wow. Oh, man. I don't even know how to respond to that.
You take it slow, and then you look around and, oh, by the way.
Not even another. Oh, I didn't know you wanted somebody to come take control. What the hell does that mean?
Well, she came in and told him she didn't like his dress, told him he needed to move, and all that was fine with him. I said, that's what you wanted. I could have told you that. You dress crappy half the time. But you said you just got off of work, so what?
You're too late.
Okay.
She did that. You're too late.
Yes. She gave him all of that. Okay, well, I didn't know that's what you really wanted. You know, take it slow. We got different definitions.
Right. Is there really a definition of take it slow? Like, oh, man. Did you have relations? Be honest.
No, we didn't.
Huh?
No, we didn't.
Mm.
Well, I thought we were building a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Boy, slowly, you know.
Right.
A hug and a kiss. That was as far as we got. I'm not pushing the issue. I know I don't wait a minute. Well, I guess I shouldn't have waited a minute. Maybe I should have just said, come on. So that was my part of my interesting weekend. And other than today, he calls me and asks me. He says, "Well, since I'm moving, and we're moving into this place, and we're getting all new furniture, would you like something? Yeah, what you got to give me?" Giving me furniture. I guess he felt so crappy. He wants to give me furniture. I'm accepting it.
Right.
One of those things.
Kino Cassis, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He is a author of big girl poetry. He actually lives in New York, and he said 10 doorways to loving. Here's the first 5. 1, her feet. Caress them daily with lotion oils. The balls of her feet, and in between every manicure or non-manicure toe. He does say this, people. Every manicure or non-manicure toe. And be her toe polish or not. And be her toe polished or not. 2, her mind. Show her things to prove you care and love her. Impress her with little love notes on the bed, on the kitchen table. Give her good conversation and try to do things she loves without her asking you to. Right. Yeah, I hope y'all taking notes of these, damn it. What was we? Her lips. Don't just kiss her when you want sex. Kiss her when she wakes in the morning and at night before you and her go to sleep. Kiss her when she is leaving out to work and when she returns. Kiss her in front of her friends and your friends too. Kiss her behind closed doors and in front of open ones. Same way. 4, her eyes. Tell her how sexy they look. and how every time you look into them, how badly you want to take her upstairs and make passionate love to her. 5, her neck. Act like a vampire and give her light kisses and bites on her neck. Lick and tickle her on her neck. There are some erotic spots on the neck. Search with your tongue and see if you can find them.
Oh.
That's 1 to 5. We'll find out, I guess. We'll find out what's 6 to 10 a little bit later. But that's what's up. I did invite him to the show. He said he was coming, but he didn't come. But we're going to get him to the show, and we're going to get all up in his business, find out what he's talking about. But he loves his plate full. I think that's the name of his book. I'll find out more information for you. I'll let y'all know that. You're listening to Full Fantasy Radio. Right now we got Miss Lady C, a.k.a. Miss Triflin, a.k.a. Miss Parker, a.k.a. Overnight Celebrity, representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana, holding down with us. We had Chris calling out of Tennessee, and we also had John. John, good luck to you, out of Columbus, by the way of Detroit. John, bigs up to you, good luck to you, and, you know, we always like you over here on Phone Fantasy Radio. People, go to the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Well, we see the 253. Hi, 253, how you doing? We're going to go ahead and get into this next music set. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more with Miss Lady C if she's still on, because you know how she like to dip. But that's another story. I'm being mean, right? I know. Not my fault. What else? We got some more spoken word for you. Like I said, it's ladies' night, so all our artists is going to be of the female persuasion, if I can actually get this thing to work.
No.
What the hell? Okay, you heard that?
Yeah.
Was that you? What's going on over there, Lady C?
I wasn't here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm solo tonight.
All right. That's what you're saying. All right. That's your story. Sticking to it. Okay. Ain't going to argue about it. All right. So we're going to get into the next song set. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some more about some life lessons.
Phone Fantasy Radio. Playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jamie, and this is called Transparent Gem. Behavior is more aggressive and rebellious, and it just gets worse the older she gets. Her truths are twisted and challenged. No one on her side and her feelings are invalid. But she's a mirror reflection of her environment, and telling an adult was never a prerequisite. Tells you she fell. Will you look at this shit? She's damaged and weary. She can't live like this. Take notice of the turmoil. This is gross negligence. Made to never feel safe again, always feeling depressed. Empty is the stare in the back of her eyes, and yet nobody bothers to ask why. She's a constant casualty of a silent crime, trapped and assaulted. There's no escape from her rapist, unaccountable for his actions. He steals her adolescence. But that's a lifelong definition of love and affection, regression in the form of an avalanche, molested in her own safe haven. She competes for affection and lowers her standards, now fast in the ass and lacks etiquette and manners. Her self-esteem now stained, and it just doesn't matter. He ignited the seed, invoking her soul to slowly fester with cancer. And as I sit face to face and share her space, the light is gone in her eyes, and I see she has died. She believes her life was a message that conveys no meaning, and it's your fault that I couldn't resuscitate her, since your selfishness prevented intervening. And for years, she'll require therapy that can't even heal her. She's still rebelling while you're in denial. Her tears are dried river. For so long, she was a zombie, just wanting her mommy. A hypothetical question, undefined, waiting to be answered. No more delicate rose, nothing more than a stem with thorns. She's a survivor of a war which she never signed up for. So it's a fight she'll never win. Internally, the fatality is never detected. And all of this could have been prevented had someone played detective. And I'm shaking my head. It's a premeditated sin against a transparent gem. And as a community, we all allowed that shit to happen.
Okay, 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 wait. Y'all thought I was done. Y'all thought it was over. No, not at all. Bring that shit in.
Okay, okay. Bad bitches get mad when the real bitch come home. They wanted me to knock, but I can't, I bum more. Rapping them be more streets like Green Mountain, I'll be more. Cheating at your Nikes, have you doing a fun bar. See you so hard like cheese, but all the plastic. I'm trying to take these hoes to school. And get these girls to last it. You be on that happy shit. Keep you on that smacking bitch. I keep some bitches there still on my chin. I'm on that savage shit. She say she hot, I think she not. I'm like, I'll handle it. I'm in them dope dealers. You be on that sandal shit. I don't fuck with fragile shit, cause I most likely damage it. I'm hardboard, these bitches yoke. I take that shit and scramble it. Shaking in they boots, ain't even come to they city yet. I'm all over the internet, ain't show them a titty yet. I'm about that real hip hop like Tupac and Biggie rap. I'm on them big footprints. You do that itty bitty step. Four little bitches on my block. I'm talking shit. Okay. With four little bullets in my glass. Okay. In my clip. Okay. Now I'm talking to myself like, oh, but not miss. Pop, 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 pop. They were dumb. That was quick. Four little bullets in my glass. Let's get my clip. Let's get it. Four little bitches on my block. I'm talking shit. Okay. Now I'm talking to myself like, oh, but not miss. Pop, 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 pop. They were dumb. That was quick. Marching all alone, I'm a motherfucking spark. Okay. Running down the street, guns drawn, call me Martin. I ain't surprised, I heard that bullshit that y'all be talking. Fuck killing Kenny, bitch, I kill Cartman. Life on my feet like an astronaut. This is 89 Cuba, I got cash for five. Bitches talk so tough, I just laugh. They knock down your door, one shot, bitch, blast you dry. Now I don't wanna talk about how much ass they got. And I don't wanna hear about how much cash they got. When it comes down to bars, people slap. No, I'm hot like hanging out the window, passing cops. Turning things, middle fingers up, passing middle rocks. Fingers up. Been running out of time, tick tock, tick tock. Too late, they picking flowers for your cash to top. I'm a motherfucking torch, you cannot match, no stop. You know they wanted me to crawl, but I can't. I straight ran on them. Father had a daughter, but I'm so kind of fam on them. Turkey bacon bitches, but keys gon' go ham on them. These bitches pebbles, but keys gon' bam bam on them. Four little bitches on my block, talking shit. Okay. There was four little bullets in my block. Now I'm talking to myself like, oh, then I met. Pop, 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 pop. There was fingers that was quick. There was four little bullets in my block. There was four little bitches on my block, talking shit. Now I'm talking to myself like, oh, then I met. Pop, 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 pop. There was never y'all can't even lie, that shit went hard.
The 708.
Hello, 708. What's your name is and where you from?
Let's Butterfly back in the building once again.
Miss who?
Miss Butterfly, better known as the Lyrical Princess.
Oh, Lyrical Princess, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling right now.
That's what's up. Welcome back to the show. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. How are you, you know, how's the New Year treating you so far?
Stressful.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so I hope you got your notebook next to you.
Oh, I always have something next to me.
Yeah, because you know, So I have a notebook next to you, Ma. You got to spit something for us.
I'm actually working on a story. I got to finish it, though. Part one is finished. You can read it on my page.
Send us your page. Where can we find you at?
www.facebook.com/lights.out.radio.
Okay, wait. Do that again now.
Okay. It's facebook.com/lights.out.radio.
Lights out the goo. Okay. Lights. Wait. I was typing all wrong here. I'm sorry. I got food in front of me. Lights period radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is where we can find you. Okay. All right. Let her fly. Miss Fly herself. All right. Okay. So we're going to look at the notes.
Yeah. Look at the notes.
All right, cool. All right, folks. Y'all can check out her at, once again, that's lights.out.radio, lights.out.radio. Okay, so you definitely got to spit us something from your notebook, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know. A message to skinny girls. You know I'm going to read this one, but okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's the one I'm going to read right now. This is a poem I wrote, like, while I was in school. So this is kind of, like, it's kind of funny, but kind of, you know, anyway, I'm going to just read it. Deep within the bowels of a well-depraved mind, there is a glimmer of hope that stranger you meet on the bus is your soulmate. You will pass with your man and listen to how other girls hate. Oh, she is too dark for him. Did you see how she had her hair? Trying to talk in code like I'm not there. This fat girl thinks she all that. Really, all she will ever be is short, ugly, and black. Yeah, I hear the comments, but I'm just too happy to care. Because I got what they want, and I have what they don't. Not to sound cocky, but I think the brother is teasing me. Look at his lips, undressing me with his eyes. He's trying to hide it, but I see right through his tricks. But I guess all good girls gotta go bad soon. Sad to say it, but this was my chance to finally show them who was on top. See, deep within the bowels of a love-depraved mind, right before you get to where you want to be loved, there's a devious mind that wants to play. That part of your mind is like a dog. You can't keep it on the leash forever and have to roam free. And by me having fun, I captured the man of my dreams. He likes his women to be a BBW, bold, bodacious woman who can handle their own. She has to know how to get what she wants in the street, but submissive in the street. A top of the line, ride a size 34 C cup wearing, size 23 waist having BBW, and I'm that chick. A big girl is the type of chick that will make you smile no matter what. But most of them are good. Most of them are good cooks, smart, sexy, and real freak. So skinny girls, keep hating. The truth of the matter is, while you hating, we're taking away your men.
I wish I had some woo. No, I don't do that. Wish I had some chips. You hit a nail right on the head. But they'll learn sooner or later. They'll learn. You sitting up there hating. He hollering, that's it.
Yeah.
While you hating, he hollering. Ow. Thank you so much, Miss Princess. We really do appreciate you coming through. But before you go, I got to ask you the question of the night.
Okay.
The question of the night is, what life lessons have you learned within the last year or three?
That sometimes it's best that when you – I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The best advice I can give is one that I've learned, which is when you're playing a game, it's better not to play the game and gamble your heart.
Right. You are definitely right. Hit the nail on the nose. Hit the nail on the head. Right, there we go. I apologize. I really am not focused right now. But I appreciate you calling in. Where are you representing?
Huh?
Where are you representing, ma?
South side of Chicago.
Chicago. All right. Midwest is in the building. Hard body on from Fantasy Radio. Sheesh. We got Chicago, Detroit, Columbus. All right. Tennessee, Nashville. Sheesh. I don't care. No, just waiting. Well, thank you, Ma. Thank you so much. Love that piece. I see it on your page. Definitely got to copy and paste that and tag myself in that note. A message to all skinny girls. Stop hating. Why are you hating? He hollering.
Yeah.
You know that? She make it fluffy in 2011. I keep telling y'all. Y'all keep going ahead. I don't want to hear nothing. Oh, so you know what I'm going to play tonight, y'all? I did a theme song for myself. It's not produced, so y'all going to hear the raw version of it, so please be patient with me. It's not produced or anything like that. I just actually recorded it with my phone, but that's another story. I just wanted to play because it's my theme song for 2011 and beyond. And once I get it produced and everything like that, I'll play it again. But for now, I'm going to play it. It's called I'm a Bad Fluffy Chick. Yes, I wrote it, and I performed it. It's written and performed by La Crush Hearts. You can find it on my website, superfluffyflirt.com. Lady C.
Yeah.
I'm not a writer. I'm not a poet. I'm not anything. I'm not a rapper. But sometimes you just have the urge to put something together and just speak your mind, right?
Yes.
So that's what I did. Okay, so y'all can't judge me. We no judging zone. This is a no judging zone, judge free zone right here, okay? So I'm going to play my little song for y'all, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about my little song because I'm awesome like that, and this is my show, and I can do that.
Yay!
All right, so this is my song. It's 2 minutes long, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about my song.
I'm a bad fluffy chick. She's a bad fluffy chick. I'm a bad fluffy chick. I'm a fluff 'em. I'm a crush 'em till they dead. I'm the super fluffy flirt and I ain't never fucking scared. On my grind, 24, not an hour left of fools and waste my time. What you wanting? That's not the player move. I flirt all the time and that's just how I do. Don't get me big because I like a lot of cooked food. Pretty face with confidence. It's how I present to you. Give them kiss, lick your lips. How I taste, tell the truth. I'm a bad fluffy chick. 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 My hustle real zip and my grind real tip. Skinny chicks think that I'm not relevant. Step back, give me room. I'ma show you how I do. Big boys monsoon coming through, breaking. Stay down. You ain't nothing but a clown. Coughing on my smoke because you thought I was a joke. I'm coming through representing for my super fluff. We taking over this shit. You know you gotta love.
Fresh heart in my name. Question you in no game. Think you want to test me? You must be insane. You better ask around. Get to know my name. Because I'm the fluffy chick.
I'm a gay.
I can see it there because I'm motherfucking
side.
Don't underestimate me because of my pound. Your man
really want me to pass on my side.
I'm
a little cocky, but how can you deny? You should like it like me because I'm mad super fly. I'm a bad fluffy chick.
I'm a bad
fluffy chick.
I'm a bad
fluffy chick.
I'm out.
Okay, that was my little song. What you think, Lady C?
I like it.
You like that song?
I do. I know when you put it together, it's gonna be really
right. It's gonna sound good once I get the beat.
It's
and
good.
Everything. Well, guess what? I ain't gonna be.
When you get all that on there, it's gonna really sound
good. I'm gonna send it to somebody see if they can work that for me. Miss Flutterfly, you still with me?
I'm here.
That's my fluffy theme for 2011 and beyond. That's gonna be my anthem right there. I'm representing for all my super fluffies. I sat here with a pen and my I downloaded my little program and I wrote it out. And actually, with the beat that really is instrumental to "Whip Your Hair" by Willow Smith, is actually somebody produced that, and I just spit it off that, but I didn't add it to the beat thingy. So. But we'll see. Okay, enough of me talking. We got the 614 in the area. Hey, 614, how you doing?
I'm all right.
What's wrong, guys?
Just waiting for my money to come in.
Oh.
Payday.
you gotta support Soul Fantasy Radio and donate?
I'm going to have to try. I got to support something.
Right. You should support Soul Fantasy Radio and donate so we can be on the air for another month. We're doing it month by month basis, y'all.
No, that's shitty, man. We're getting rain, sleet, and snow, and the power's going out.
Oh, wow. Y'all getting power outages and stuff?
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
we haven't gone that far.
Man, it'd be better if I had some broad hair.
Where's your girlfriend? Big boob.
She's
big
moving
boob.
Too. She'll probably be moving next to me, so that'll be great.
Okay. She got to move too. There.
Yeah, but right. As big as she is, it'll keep me warm. If it does, the power does go out.
Oh, shit.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's terrible, though,
I'm charging for my body heat. I'm putting that on Facebook. I'm charging for my body heat. You can live next to me.
I'm
charging you money for every hour you live next to me. I'm just saying.
No, you charge for every half hour.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's terrible. You can't even walk down the street, man. It's like, well, sure, if you got ice skates, you could probably ice skate back and forth. It is, man. It's shit.
Well, my fat ass would be stuck in a house if I lived out there.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna have me sliding down nobody hill.
Oh, man, put you in a stroller, man.
A stroller. You funny? You funny. You heard that, lady?
What kind of stroller are we gonna fit in?
Right. What kind of stroller are we gonna fit in?
Hey, we'll make
something.
A special one.
We'll make one. Okay, we're gonna make one.
Yeah.
Look at that stroller the twins be in, Lady C. You know that stroller where they have like the triplets in?
Yeah.
The twins be sitting next to side to side. It's going to be in there. We're going to have to cut out the middle. Lady C. I'm going to hack it up. Cut out the middle.
And put extra support up under there.
Right. Put a couple of bars. That shit ain't moving.
Our foot be dragging the ground.
Yeah, that shit ain't moving. You gotta put some blades on there. Them wheels are done. Them wheels ain't not going nowhere.
At least they ain't
wheels
tornadoes.
Went from round to square. As soon as you
some places
you
got
square.
All this shit and the tornadoes.
Oh wow, and y'all get tornadoes out there.
No, we ain't get that. We just got rain and this shit. That's supposed to turn to snow tomorrow.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't want to live out there. Y'all got too much natural. Y'all got to have all types of insurance. Y'all going to have too much insurance out there. Nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay right here in New York City. Because by the time you finish getting all that
insurance. Yeah, but the only thing you guys got to worry about is like if the building's falling and stuff like that, you know.
There ain't no buildings falling. What? Kind
of
good.
Thinking of California.
Exactly. That's what
yeah,
you're thinking of. You're thinking of Cali. Nope. Well, I don't want none of that.
No, live in Alaska, man. Build an igloo.
No. I don't want none of that weather over there. Y'all good.
Alaska is constantly cold. Okay, let's see.
All depends on what part of the
West. Alaska have those like 6 months of darkness and 6 months
yeah.
of light.
Some parts,
nah,
yeah. One part of Alaska is like 6 months of darkness and then 6 months of sunshine.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about waking up and seeing the sun every day.
Yeah.
I enjoy the clouds. Huh?
Wake up, okay. Oh, the dark has come. Okay, well, we won't have light out, okay? Light deal for 6 months of sky high.
Oof.
I forgot to cut the lights off.
And you're still trying to pay for it? Nah, I'm good.
Trying to pay for it.
You're still trying to pay for it when it's all sunny.
Yeah.
Soon as you finish paying up that light bill for when it was all dark, what's gonna happen?
It's dark again.
It's gonna get dark again. You know how
cut
that
the
goes.
Lights off. We got sunlight outside. You don't need them on today.
Right? Solar power.
Yeah, and all that.
Solar power. That's what that's good for. Solar power is good for out there. Y'all are crazy. We got 22 minutes remaining on the clock. I want to invite everybody to tune back into
ooh.
Next week. I don't know. I think my tongue is swollen. that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That can go a whole lot of ways if your tongue is swollen.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't care how y'all take that. I want to invite y'all to come back Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We're going to be talking about bugaboo. How will you deal with a bugaboo in the new year? And everybody know that bugaboo is a pretty word for stalker. So, you know, doesn't matter if you're male or female, everyone has a bugaboo, somebody that calls you, that stalks you, that digs into your trash and just the pain in the rear end. That's another story. So on that note, you know, going to definitely come back and we're going to, on Thursday, we're going to come and we're going to try to figure that one out.
We're going to come.
He said we're going to come.
You perv. My caller's got to be perv. Why do my caller's got to be pervs? Oh, my caller's a perv. I got pervs for callers. Shout out to the 54 fans that are on Film Fantasy Radio's page. You know, we had to start over, folks. So if you was on there, you need to go back up there. Film Fantasy Radio is on Facebook, facebook.com/HEARTS Radio. That's HEARTS Radio. Also, I am on Skype, folks, lacarche.hearts. On Skype. What else? We're going to get into the last song set, but I'm going to go around the table one more again, starting with Miss Flutterfly. Can you give us one last piece of advice for the new year? Princess? Where'd she go? Little princess?
My bad.
Oh. Like you. All right. The question was, can you give us one last piece of advice that you want us to take for the new year? And, you know, do you have any shout outs and how can we get in touch with you and all that good stuff?
To my big bone ladies, just know men are like credit cards. They can't be replaced. Don't sit there crying, screaming, fussing over no good, dirty. All right.
We get it.
Sorry.
Don't
be sitting there crying over them if they don't love you. Just keep it moving. I mean, honestly. Of course, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/lights.out.radio. You can keep up with my madness. I'm always updating my status and stuff like that. So, I guess that's about it.
All right now. So what about your short stories and stuff like that you're writing? Is there a way for us to read those, or we just got to go to your Facebook?
Go to my Facebook and go to my notes.
All right, cool. All right.
I'm working on the second part of that first one. Oh, you'll love the first one.
I'm going to read it.
Part two is more juicy, though.
Ooh, you know we like juicy on here.
Yeah.
All right, perverted John. What's your advice for the year, John?
Yeah, I ain't taking shit off nobody in 2011. No, really, I ain't. And I'd like to wish everybody on Phone Fantasy a cool evening, plus my family out there. I'm making it. I ain't letting nobody run me down.
Aww, that's what's up. Shout out to John. Lady C, what about you, Lady C?
Well, everybody's pretty much covering, I guess, for 2011. Strive for something to better yourself and do better. Don't let the downfalls keep you down. Fall, get up. Don't just lay there.
Right.
And shout out to everybody listening. Have a wonderful evening. And, John, be blessed. Don't let it get you down, and you can overcome.
I don't let that shit bother me.
John's a fighter. We can hear it all in his voice. John step on toes. He don't care.
I don't step on women's toes, but I step on people that bother me, though.
Let's see. My final thought. Don't stop listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. That's my...
Get bigger. Come on, man. Get bigger.
That's get bigger. What?
Yeah.
Get bigger. What kind of freakiness you talking about? Get bigger. What? Where did that come from? John, listen. Get your hands out your pants.
I ain't doing that, man. I'm sorry.
No, you can't be on the phone with your hands in your pants talking about get bigger. That's not cute. What's going on over there, John? What's going on over there?
Awesome.
No, seriously. Seriously, you know, my message is this, you know, everybody goes through something. We all have done it. We all have our own path that we lead. And the only person that you can really worry about is self. So as long as you know that you have, that you're on point, that you're living good, and that you're doing the best that you can do, then you're good money, you know. And that's what some of us need to remember, you know. Like, I don't need you to tell me I'm a woman. I don't need you to tell me I'm fat. I don't need you to tell me anything, because I know this already. You know, I'm living my life. You live yours, you know, at the end of the day. Also, shout out to everybody that don't got no food in their fridge like me. But that's all right. at least I got some ketchup and honey and bread. I'm good. No, just like
honey bread. That's
I'm gonna make a honey sandwich. I'm gonna make a honey sandwich.
Toast the bread, put the honey on it.
Right. We ghetto moments right now. We ghetto moments.
Don't
playing.
Use the ketchup though, man.
I'm just playing. We're going. Shout out to everybody that still drinks sugar water. I'm just saying.
Sugar water.
You know?
Find a tea bag.
Huh?
Find a tea bag. Make it tea.
Right. Honey. Tea and sugar, right. I know. But sometimes you ain't got a quarter.
Okay.
Sometimes you ain't got a quarter. Sometimes you ain't got change.
Hey, I know about that, because sometimes it's rice and butter, and that's my meal for the day, butter, rice, okay, thank you.
You know, and sometimes it be that way, like, Let's be realistic, you know, care what class you're in. Sometimes it be that way. Sometimes you only got one meal a day, you know. Unfortunately, there are a lot of millions of, there's millions of people out there, you know, that go either without eating or go with one meal a day, you know. I mean, there's probably ways around it, but they don't know about it. That's another story. So shout out to everybody that have a big belly like me but sometimes go hungry. I'm just saying. This is all for show.
This is all for show.
Right. I'm really not big, you know. I've been lying to y'all for the last couple of years. I'm really a white woman, size 6.
Okay, I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
I'm a white woman, size 6, trapped into this body. I am. You know, when I said, like, I may not be able to go in the past, but I hope I come back with the knowledge that I know, and I believe in my past life, I was a white woman, size 6. I'm just saying. And I had long blonde hair.
Everything
size 6. Yeah, 6. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't even remember 6 as a child.
size 6. Okay, if it's size 6 and my highest size was an 8. Okay, so I'm not skinny where you can see my bones, like a size 0, you know what I mean? But I'm not big either where you consider me to be sick. I'm shapely. There we go.
But I'm
shapely
now.
All I know is that that's what I was, and this is how I feel deep down inside. I mean, I embrace what I have now, but I also want to embrace what I used to be. That's all I'm saying. Right. We got to embrace our past lives and our present lives and our future lives. In my past life, I was a white woman, size 6. In my present life, I'm a black woman, size 66. But that's just another story altogether. My future life, I don't know what in the world. In future life, I think I'm going to be a man. But that's another story. I think he's going to punish me and turn me into a man next time around. he's going to really get me. What y'all think?
So you didn't act right. Let's show you.
Since you want to play a man, I'm going to turn you into a man. No, man. Don't do that. If I was a man, that's another story. That's a whole other question. We might do that next Tuesday. on that note, we down to the last 10 minutes. I want to thank everyone. I'm going to go ahead and play my last few songs, and then we're going to head on out. Thank everyone. Thank the 111111 that showed up unannounced, the 614, the 708, the 225, and the 347. And everybody that joined us and listened and tuned in, hope to see y'all on Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Remember to visit the website, fullfantasyradio.com. If you are an indie artist, hip hop, R&B, spoken word, and you got your little music out there and you want to submit it to Phone Fantasy Radio, by all means, please do. If it's hot, it'll definitely be paid. Even if it's not hot and I think it's hot, it'll be played. So phonefantasyradio@gmail.com is where you want to be. Huh?
How hot is it?
Phone Fantasy Radio. Look, see, this is what we're talking about. See? This is what I be talking about. PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com is where you need to be. And we'll talk to y'all later. Say later. Say bye, everybody. Bye.
Later. Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Yay. Woo. Hello. All right.
Nuba. PG. Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching dead behind me, so yeah, they hit me. Nuba, EG. Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching dead behind me, so yeah, they hit me.
cause I'm that bitch. Let me just make this statement. I'm the greatest of bitch. You're just a basic. My verses is sweet and see yours is just tasted. And you know I always stay strapped like my laces. It's about my wife and I love money. Talk about the baddest in the game. You know that's how I walk. Niggas thirsty and I hate it when they walk. If you having it, then nigga let the money talk. See, I go hard like the nigga on Viagra. I told him you'll never ever find a bitch better. The new rock star and I bust out with laughter after. I told him to go ahead and Google me faster. Pulled the nine out and I call that nigga Casper. He was left ghosting at the end of the chapter. And ripped this rap shit, yeah, I got a true master. Yeah, true master, I said true master. Money true long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching there behind me, so yeah, they hear me coming. I'm wrong because I'm that bitch. I'm because I'm that bitch. All about the block, so I let my money talk. That bitch walking, so yeah, that's how I walk. I'm because I'm that bitch. Because I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch, PG, always dropping. Never flopping and I keep my pocket popping. You can stop your head from rocking. When we hit the scene, everybody be talking. Niggas tryna come up, my name, that shit the same. I'm on my way to fame, so get out of my lane. Everything we do, you already know that shit bang. These niggas still wishing they could wane. Little money gets no love, nigga, are you insane? You already know it's a fee if you wanna get with me. Except Petey Green, you know he gets that shit for free. Cause I'm more than a wife, you just call me Nike. But for the right price, you can get the slice. Obviously, it's how you ever had in your life. You'll be wishing that I was your fucking wife. Even if it was for only one night. Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching there behind me, so yeah, they hear me coming. I'm because I'm that bitch. Because I'm that bitch. All about the block, so I let my money talk. Bad bitch walking, so yeah, that's how I walk. Because I'm that bitch. Because I'm that bitch. Yes, yeah, Fatty G, and you know I'm that bitch. I come up on the tracks and I spit that hot shit. Money stay long, so you know I'm getting it in. These niggas get mad cause they wanna be my man. I tell them like this, bitch, I'm getting bent. But you weak ass niggas can still be my fan. These hoes don't want it cause they know I got them hands. So bitch, when you see me, you better not stand. You know I'm jacking down on you and all your friends. Oh, bitches out here broke and they get no cash. They wanna be down with the blue sky fam. You tell them silly hoes, they better move around. Cause me, TJ Nuvo, we got it locked down. Money too long, so they see me stuntin'. Marching there behind me, so yeah, they hear me coming. Because I'm that bitch. Because I'm that bitch. All about the block, so I let my money talk. Bad bitch walking, so yeah, that's how I walk. Because I'm that bitch. Because I'm that bitch.
Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
spit like a deadly weapon. No need for me to threaten, but you haters better get to stepping. West side, I'ma stay reppin', stay fitting, stay with, stay fit, stay looking bomb, smoking on the bomb. You know I'm the lady dog, gonna get it popping later on. But I gotta hit the bomb. It's 4:20 in the afternoon. You don't need to tell me that I gotta ask you. You just keep on passing through. Let me do what I gotta do. Stop making your hater moves. Stop making assumptions. I don't need no interruption. This world is filled with corruption and disruption. I think we need a solution. Until it passes, there's really no conclusion. Just confusion. You wanna battle me? Prepare for execution. Cause I'm refusing to be the one losing. It's the truth. Find a place to place it. It's the truth. Nobody can erase it. Love it or hate it, I'm the motherfucking truth, and y'all just gotta say it. If it's the truth, find a place to nobody can erase it. The motherfucking truth, and you gotta say it. Full of bullshit, I'll take them. Think with no different time, your net when I'm speaking. My knowledge of earth is sound, so you better believe it. My looks are deceiving, some things I say you're a but I'm a queen of truth, poetical female, regrettable. Keep focused like a bow. To me, rapping is easy like a hoe. I got that hot shit in it, so this ain't no top of bar. But I spit these musical bars, sweet like a candy bar. I only use them beats that rock. And my knowledge is fake, my ass rap tests on my feet. Somebody hand me the tap pads. I think it's that time of the month, cause I ain't having that shady stuff. A lot of people hate me much, but trust, I ain't some bitch for the crazy bunch. This the truth, find a place to place it. This the truth, nobody can erase it. This the truth, you can love it or hate it. I'm the motherfucking truth, and y'all just gotta say it. This the truth, find a place to place it. This the truth, nobody can erase it. This the truth, you can love it or hate it. I'm the motherfucking truth, and y'all just gotta say it. This the truth. Soul and poetry in my mind, poetical genius, call me one of a kind. I'm just speaking with rhyme, or speaking with intelligence. Rapping ain't a hobby, I don't rap for the hell of it. I rap for the love of music, don't rap for the dough. I don't rap for these haters, and I don't rap for these hoes. I rap for reality, I rap for my relief. I rap with mentality, and I rap for the streets. I rap to these beats, gotta have some form of expression. Just turn up the volume, let me cease my depression with aggression. So much misery in life, we live in spitefulness. Your freedom of speech. That's why we live in America. Get go with your words. You give a fuck what they hurt. You give a fuck if they're scared of your speech. The truth is straight shoot. You gotta do what a player do. This the truth. Find a place to place it. This the truth. Nobody can erase it. This the truth. You can love it or hate it. I'm the motherfucking truth, and y'all just gotta face it. This the truth. Find a place to place it. This the truth. Nobody can erase it. This the truth. You can love it or hate it. I'm the motherfucking truth, and y'all just gotta face it. This the truth. Find a place to place it. This the truth. Nobody can erase it. This the truth. You can love it or hate it. I'm the motherfucking truth, and y'all just gotta face it. This the truth. Find a place to place it. This the truth. Nobody can erase it.